Michigan's entrepreneurs are seeing dollar signs with the state's vote in November to legalize recreational marijuana. But many out-of-state interests are already moving in. Michigan is not the first state where investors have spent big on marijuana.
So this is where we keep all of our product. Bulk product, packaged product is in all those boxes.
Manager Ryan Gentleman is showing me around the offices of THC Design in Los Angeles, California.
Here's packaged flower. You can see Space Oddity. We named it after David Bowie when he passed away.
Gentleman has been part of California's marijuana industry for more than a decade, long before recreational use became legal in California in January. He says new out-of-state players are spending big for a piece of California's multi-billion-dollar cannabis industry.
Not to exaggerate, in the last few months we've had two different Canadian companies, and they're like coming down here like kids in a candy store. They literally have hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's like Brewster's Millions, where they have like a limited number of times to spend that money before they do their next raise, and they're literally just throwing money at a wall.
Michigan could be the next big market for some of that cash, and not all of it will be spent on greenhouses and retail shops. Patrick Ray is the CEO and co-founder of Canopy Boulder. He says the investment fund out of Boulder, Colorado, focuses on companies that support the marijuana industry. Ray says they invest in that part of the industry that's less dependent on plants and consumers to make a profit.
Don't bet on race horses. Invest in the racetrack.
And one of the companies that Canopy is investing in has plans for Michigan. Roy Bingham is the CEO and co-founder of BDS Analytics. The company follows trends in the legal cannabis industry, specifically tracking which brands and products are selling well and which are not.
We'll see how things go in November, of course. But Michigan, you know, it's a large state in terms of population. It's probably the fourth largest state in terms of sales already in the United States, and that's very important. And if adult use passes, it will end up being perhaps the third largest state in the nation, so very important to us.
Bingham guesses half the jobs in Michigan's cannabis industry will be ancillary ones like his. And a lot of the people filling those jobs in Michigan might not be Michiganders. For example, Logan Goolsby. He works as a compliance officer with a marijuana business in Colorado. But Goolsby sees his future in Michigan.
I'd love to take my experience from Colorado, 8 years of experience, and move that up to Michigan to help Matt State and those clients up there.
All of this outside money and talent moving into Michigan is not going unnoticed. Joe Neller is with Green Peak Innovations. The company is creating an industrial complex near Lansing that will grow upwards of 15,000 marijuana plants to serve the medical marijuana industry. Neller says out-of-state companies are moving in to both the medicinal and potential recreational industries in Michigan.
We knew going into this that it was going to be a highly competitive industry and market. But you know, we also recognize that cannabis is a global industry. You have operators in Canada, Germany, Israel, Australia, a number of countries that are looking not just in Michigan, but everywhere in the United States.
When Michiganders vote on legalizing recreational marijuana use in November, they could be opening the door to thousands of jobs and big money investment. But how much of that will directly involve Michiganders is unclear. I'm Steve Carmody.